Good afternoon. We have in store at least part of the day for one more day of general cloudiness with widely scattered showers. However, conditions should gradually improve for the second part of the day, especially west of Albany. What we are going to be seeing is that sun that is going to gradually improve upon here in the afternoon is going to help to warm us up, and that we should get into the low 70s by mid-afternoon. That sunshine will also play a role in reducing the chance for rain showers. Will turn to more so isolated shower activity through the afternoon and evening. Showers should taper off completely just prior to midnight, but at least partly cloudy skies will persist through the overnight period, especially across the western New England area, with dew points still in the mid to upper 50s. Overnight lows will also be in the 50s. Most of us should be dry come fireworks time, with partly cloudy skies and temperatures in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, excessive heat is expected to continue from the northwestern to north central U.S., with temperatures climbing once again into the 90s to low 100s on Sunday and maybe a few degrees cooler on Monday. Regardless, daytime highs remain well above normal, and heat advisories and excessive heat warnings remain in effect for some locations. A couple of daily high records remain challenged once again for Sunday, mainly across parts of Minnesota. Tropical storm Elsa is also forecast to track near or over eastern and central Cuba on Sunday, nearing the Florida Keys by Monday. There is an increasing risk of tropical storm conditions, storm surge, and heavy rainfall beginning Monday in the Florida Keys and the southern Florida Peninsula. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 115 at 4 miles northwest of Tupac, Arizona, to a low of 33 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, mostly sunny with a chance for some showers, high of 77. In Boston, cloudy with a chance for some showers, high of 65. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 77. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 83, while the normal low is 62. The record high of 104 was set back in 1911, while the record low of 44 was set back in 1971. Today's sunrise was at 5:23 a.m. The sun will set at 8:36 p.m. It is a total of 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight today. It's a loss of 51 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are looking at partly sunny skies this afternoon, with still the chance for an isolated shower or two. Highs look to reach into the low 70s for the night tonight. We will turn partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon. We will see the chance for some showers and thunderstorms also possible. Highs look to reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we will see a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms early, then we'll turn mostly cloudy with overnight lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at partly sunny skies with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms this afternoon as highs reach into the low 70s. For the night tonight, we turn partly cloudy with overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking at partly sunny skies with a chance for an isolated shower or two this afternoon, highs reaching into the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, we turn mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid to low 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to look at partly sunny skies for this afternoon. Highs are going to reach into the low 70s. We will still see the chance for an isolated shower here or there. And as we get into the evening time and into the overnight period, we'll turn partly cloudy with our overnight lows dropping down towards the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we are mostly sunny. The upper-level low finally clears out of the region. Our highs do look to reach near 80 degrees, so pretty close to our seasonal average for this time of year, which is supposed to be 83. By Tuesday, We will see the chance for showers once again, but it will be hot and humid with highs reaching into the upper 80s, a few spots coming close to 90. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback. Happy 4th of July.